Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 6th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, we said in an earlier show that it could be helpful as we sit down to plan, knowing that some among us are false agents, knowing that to ward off despair, we must consider that to some extent we are all agents of the state, some with intent, some all unconscious. Today we're going to further consider that there are two sides to manifesting the state, betraying life and being betrayed. They are inextricably interrelated, two sides of a single self-hate. But we don't start out as betrayers. We have to be so made. We all first experience that hurt of being betrayed. That is the crookedness from which all the misery subsequent flowed. So it's that experience we'll try to expose over the course of the next few shows. But these shows will also float the hope that some among us will choose to be heroes, because the circle of contempt will not stop of its own, and unstopped is engulfing the globe. It ever expands its scope until some of us determine to be the end it so needs to see. And to our grieving brothers and sisters in Palestine, your courage shines as a beacon to us all. Please stay strong. Sister and brother commoners of Israel, can the media representation of your thoughts be true? Can it really be that you're not considering the possibility that the state itself orchestrated the killings of these three youth? And again, were they peace activists? Were they such as those whose loss your authoritarian government would say good riddance to? Here in the U.S., the state in all of its versions, official, shadow, and global, as is the case with all states, has ever been a cronus, ruthlessly weeding out the youth they fear might one day pose a challenge to it. Weeding out recalcitrants is nothing new. These are old tactics. None of the ruses power uses are new. This ain't their first barbecue, and this ain't the first time we've been screwed. How many times will we hear it before the vast majority of us use it as reply when states pull out the scam division from their pockets and present it to us yet again as valid? States lie. They lie, they lie, they will forever lie, because their lust is first and only to triumph over us foremost, and against each other. That is their nature. What does our developed understanding of the state mean in the day-to-day if we can't see these scams coming? If enough of us do not raise our voices and align our interests with each other globally, with all commoner humans and the earth, and not these false notions of success that too many of us yet believe the state represents. This ain't the first time we've been screwed, and we're learning a thing or two. Like, if we don't realize that power is effective because they combine and organize and can guide us to our doom because they have a vision of the future in which they rule from Mount Olympus, while we cringe in awe of such majestus, chutzpah, hubris. Like, health of soul and body for all life calls on us to replicate their recipe for success and flip the goal and make it instead heart's triumph, a celebration of good fellowship and openness instead of worship of these tiny wizened souls. No, we commoners can also combine and organize as commoners across the false divide, and can guide our brothers and sisters to our future freedom, in which we live in good fellowship because we have a vision of that future.